Welcome to another episode where we'll delve into the latest in cybersecurity, from the CIA's crucial intervention to prevent a disaster at Taylor Swift's concerts, to CrowdStrike's recent challenges and achievements, Google's intensified security efforts, Microsoft's ongoing updates, and the controversies surrounding Telegram and its founder, Pavel Durov. Recently, the CIA took significant action to prevent a potential tragedy at Taylor Swift's concerts in Vienna. Leveraging top-tier intelligence, the agency successfully thwarted a planned terrorist attack, prompting the cancellation of the events for safety reasons. The intended attack aimed to cause mass casualties, potentially affecting thousands of fans. The CIA's timely information detection and subsequent measures were crucial in foiling the malicious scheme, averting a major disaster. This intervention highlights the agency's ongoing efforts in cybersecurity and counterterrorism, showcasing their critical role in maintaining public safety during large-scale events. Although Taylor Swift's much-anticipated concerts had to be called off, the preventative measures emphasized the importance of prioritizing security over entertainment. The effectiveness of CIA intelligence ensured the safety of countless individuals, demonstrating the vital role of vigilance in today's world. CrowdStrike is currently navigating multiple challenges and developments. A key event is the upcoming congressional testimony by CrowdStrike executive Adam Myers regarding a significant IT outage in July. This testimony aims to illuminate the complexities and lessons learned from the incident, which had widespread repercussions. Adding to the urgency, recent cyber attacks on major airports disrupted Labor Day travelers, highlighting vulnerabilities in critical infrastructure. On the business side, CrowdStrike reported stronger than expected quarterly results. However, due to the recent IT outage, the company has lowered its full-year revenue guidance, with losses reaching up to $60 million in sales. In cybersecurity achievements, CrowdStrike identified the notorious hacker USDD as a Brazilian man, enhancing their investigative reputation. This comes alongside ongoing efforts to improve generative AI security through a partnership with NVIDIA. Despite setbacks, CrowdStrike's quarterly performance was robust, but the company's stock prices declined, and financial institutions like the Royal Bank of Canada and Truist Financial revised their price targets due to ongoing software issues and significant outages. Microsoft's recent Windows security event featured CrowdStrike, raising concerns about vendor access and the associated risks in technology-dependent infrastructures. Discussions on theCUBE about the big GPU short and VMware Explore included insights from CrowdStrike, and the recent outage has led to talks about potential alternatives for 2024. On a positive note, Truist financial analysts reaffirmed their buy rating for CrowdStrike, though with a slightly adjusted target price. This week highlights the crucial balance between delivering strong performance metrics and the urgent need for robust cybersecurity measures. Welcome back to our podcast. Next up in Google News, there's significant activity surrounding Google Chrome's security as the tech giant takes noteworthy steps to enhance its defenses. Google has recently increased its bug bounty rewards for Google Chrome, now offering up to $250,000 for critical vulnerabilities. This is part of their ongoing efforts to improve browser security and incentivize researchers to identify and report potential threats. They have also issued alerts about a high-severity vulnerability in Chrome that's actively being exploited, addressing these concerns by patching several critical zero-day vulnerabilities, significantly boosting user security. Internationally, Russian hackers are reportedly using exploits from commercial spyware firms like NSO Group and Intellexa. Google's tag team has observed these tactics being deployed by state-backed actors, including AP29, Cozy Bear, targeting the Mongolian government, and other entities. In parallel, Microsoft has issued warnings about North Korean hackers exploiting a similar Chrome vulnerability to target crypto investors, using a zero-day exploit to install rootkits and other malware. These North Korean-linked APT groups have been highly active, continuously seeking new weaknesses in Chrome's defenses. Moreover, there have been reports of adversaries impersonating Google Authenticator in Google Ads to distribute malware, highlighting the sophisticated nature of malvertising campaigns aimed at high-net-worth individuals and executives. A dormant app found in Google Pixel phones also poses security risks, prompting users to stay vigilant about their device security. Additionally, CISA has added Chrome's V8 engine vulnerability to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog, emphasizing the need for immediate attention. Reports also indicate that Iranian military cyber operations are intensifying, with warnings from both Google and Microsoft about these ongoing threats. That concludes our overview of the latest headlines in Google security. Stay tuned for more updates, and remember to keep your systems secure. Next in Microsoft news, here are some significant updates and issues to note. 1. Microsoft 365 Copilot security issues. Microsoft 365 Copilot has faced serious security concerns, including vulnerabilities that have allowed for personal information theft and prompt injection attacks. Fortunately, an ASCII smuggling vulnerability has been fixed, addressing one major security flaw. 2. Tool reversing Windows security patches. A new tool has surfaced that can reverse Windows security patches, increasing system vulnerability. This has prompted calls for users to apply the latest patches urgently, particularly for significant Windows vulnerabilities. Number 3. Increasing exploitation of Microsoft Sway. Threat actors are using Microsoft Sway for QR code phishing scams and phishing campaigns targeting Office 365 users, posing a threat to many users. 4. IPv6 Windows and Exchange vulnerabilities. There has been extensive discussion about IPv6 vulnerabilities in Windows and the security updates addressing them. Additionally, misconfigurations in Microsoft Exchange are increasing email spoofing attack risks. 5. Peach Sandstorm targeting space industry. The Iranian hacker group Peach Sandstorm has been identified using new malware to target the space industry. 6. Windows 11 security enhancements. Users are encouraged to adjust essential settings to bolster their Windows 11 security. 7. Active Directory importance. Active Directory remains critical for managing user access and security in networked environments. CrowdStrike-induced outage. A recent CrowdStrike update caused a significant outage affecting Microsoft devices, highlighting the critical nature of cybersecurity dependencies. In response, Microsoft has convened security firms for a summit to improve cybersecurity practices, and collaboration is ongoing to enhance security measures post-outage. 9. Free cybersecurity training initiatives. Major tech companies are offering free cybersecurity training to address the growing need for skilled professionals. 10. DP encryption role. Microsoft's DPI is essential for securely encrypting sensitive data on Windows systems. 11. Rollback exploits and mitigations. Researchers have developed code to exploit Windows rollback vulnerabilities, prompting Microsoft to propose new mitigation measures. 12. Axiad's contributions to FIDO provisioning API. Axiad is enhancing Microsoft's FIDO provisioning API, strengthening authentication security measures. 13. North Korean APT Group exploits. The North Korea-linked APT group Citrine Sleet has exploited a Chrome Zero Day to deploy rootkits. Microsoft has attributed the exploit to North Korean cryptocurrency thieves. Number 14. Karakurt ransomware charges. Denis Zolotarjovs has been charged in the US for crimes linked to the Karakurt ransomware gang. 16. Windows Hello PIN security. Users are seeking advice on setting a secure Windows Hello PIN amid growing security concerns. As always, staying updated with the latest patches and cybersecurity practices is crucial to defending against these evolving threats. 15. Surveillance concerns. There is growing criticism about Microsoft security tools being used to monitor employees, potentially promoting workplace surveillance. In recent Telegram news, founder Pavel Durov has been arrested in Paris over allegations of cybercrime linked to illegal activities on the platform. This event has sparked concerns about the use of Telegram by extremists for organizing actions, raising significant security issues. The UAE has made two requests to France, one for consular support for Durov, and another for access to him as part of their investigation into related cybercrime allegations. Following Durov's arrest, various hacker groups have launched cyber attacks on French government websites, highlighting the high tensions around this case. French President Emmanuel Macron emphasized that Durov's arrest is part of a judicial inquiry, not a political maneuver. Meanwhile, Moscow worries that sensitive data from Telegram could be compromised following Durov's detention. The Electronic Frontier Foundation, EFF, is monitoring the situation due to the serious implications of Durov's arrest on legal compliance issues. This event highlights the ambitions and operations of a specialized Parisian cybercrime unit. The hacking of Durov's phone in 2017, prior to a 2018 meeting with Macron, adds another layer of complexity to the investigation. Concerns regarding encryption and the broader implications for user privacy and security are also surfacing. Silicon Valley is closely observing the fallout from these events, with experts predicting serious threats to Telegram's future due to the ongoing issues faced by its founder. Concurrently, India has started investigating Telegram's moderation of criminal activities, adding to the growing backlash against French authorities for the arrest and the resulting cyber attacks. This fuels the debate over content moderation and free speech. This is a developing story, and we will keep you updated as it unfolds. Stay tuned. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget to catch our next weekly episode on cybersecurity. Stay safe, and see you next time.